Joey James Sawyers with GIS Evening News for Friday, February 16. Coming up, Finance Minister welcomes growth report for the last quarter, justice sector to get special attention during upcoming fiscal year, and debate on the Occupational Safety and Health Bill begins in the House of Representatives. The news in detail after the break.
Government employees 50 to 59 years old apply for special early retirement and reap the benefits, including 2 weeks' salary for every year you've worked up to a maximum of 1 year's salary and payment for vacation leave not taken. Speak with your HR department, call 778-5581 or see the press for details. The government's special early retirement program application deadline is February 16, so apply today.
Now the news. Minister of Finance and the Public Service Audley Shaw has welcomed the 1.1% growth in the economy recorded for the October to December quarter in 2017. The Planning Institute of Jamaica PIOJ recently reported that the growth experienced during the October to December quarter was the strongest quarterly growth for the 2017 calendar year. This followed the 0.8% growth for the July to September quarter.
It's still a modest growth figure, but at least we're going in the right direction. And I think that what we have to do now is drill down more critical areas like in agriculture, where the clear potential exists, and we have to really concentrate on that potential.
The minister was speaking to the media following the ceremonial opening of Parliament on Thursday at Gordon House. He added that as part of the growth thrust, focus will be placed on expanding the business process outsourcing BPO sector from the current employment of 26,000 persons to over 50,000 by the end of the 2018-19 fiscal year. The justice sector is to receive special attention during the next fiscal year as part of efforts to reduce the backlog of cases and improve efficiency and effectiveness of the courts. The legislative and constitutional reform program is among the 7 priority programs and projects set out in the Ministry of Justice's Strategic Business Plan for 2018 to 2021 and Operational Plan for 2018-2019. That's the word from Governor General Sir Patrick Allen.
The administration's program will contribute to the achievement of a modernized justice system that Jamaicans deserve, starting with reducing the backlog of indictments and summary matters in the parish courts, improving the delivery of the justice services in 8 additional parishes through justice centers by 2019, and establishing the single anti-corruption agency.
Sir Patrick says the Justice Ministry will also work with the courts and the Ministry of Finance and Public Service to increase the number of staff in the courts. The Governor General was delivering the throne speech in Parliament on Thursday, marking the official start of the 2018-2019 legislative year. Meanwhile, the government will be implementing a number of strategies for child development and protection during the 2018-2019 fiscal year. Included in the package are improvements to early childhood educational facilities, additional investments for technology in schools, updating the Child Care and Protection Act, and broadcast regulations to safeguard children and vulnerable groups.
Funds are to be provided from the e-learning budget allocation to assist in the sustainability of ICT in schools from the early childhood to the secondary level, and 5 new schools are to be constructed. The first 2 are slated to be constructed in Manchester.
Governor General Sir Patrick Allen. And debate on the Occupational Safety and Health OSH Bill has begun in the House of Representatives. The legislation addresses safety and health in the Jamaican workplace within a framework that balances the competing interests of employers and workers. Opening the debate, Minister of Labour and Social Security Shahini Robinson said the bill is in support of the International Labour Organization ILO's Decent Work Agenda. The agenda recognizes the rights of workers to do productive work in conditions of freedom, equity, security, and human dignity.
For work to qualify as decent, it must be carried out safely. Indeed, if we are to develop as a nation, we must be committed to having safe workplaces for both employers and employees.
Consistent with ILO Convention 155, the occupational safety and health legislation will apply to persons in all areas of economic activity, including the public and private sectors, as well as the formal and informal economies. That was JIS News. I'm Anjui James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.